Hey, everybody, it's Adam Davidson. This is Radcast, hosted at radadamdavidson.com. Happy Friday. It is Friday, the 26th of September, 2014. I'm going to talk about what I'm reading, what I'm thinking, and what I am enjoying in this life. Reading, thinking, enjoying. And I'm sorry that it has to be about me, but we got to start somewhere, and I'm the only one in the room. But you're there on the other side, so thanks for that. Here we go. Here's what I'm reading. Number one, Aldous Huxley. Author Aldous Huxley wrote a book called Brave New World. This book has been recommended many times by many people, particularly by a guy named Peter Kraft, who keeps bringing it up again and again and again in his lectures. If you don't know Peter Kraft, I recommend him as a modern-day philosopher. He has written many books, 40-plus books on philosophy. Kraft is a Catholic who grew up Protestant, so that in and of itself is an interesting story. But what's really interesting is Kraft is a professor of philosophy at Boston College, and just about every podcast I've listened to of his, he does lectures and stuff, he talks about Brave New World, just references it like everybody should know what it is, and he does recommend it. So I said, okay, fine, I'll get it. So I went down to the local bricks and mortar Barnes & Noble and picked up my copy, and I've been thoroughly enjoying it. I'm not a huge sci-fi guy. I like it. I get it. I like Star Trek and everything, but it's not something that I would just automatically be pulled to, nor do I enjoy like the fantasy genre or all that. But I mean, I get it, I respect it, but Emily covers the mystical, magical world of fairies and stuff in our house, which is good. Kids will grow up hopefully fairly balanced. But Aldous Huxley, in his book Brave New World, really talks about a dystopic utopia. He hits hard on our realities today. The thing that makes it interesting is he wrote this 50, 60, 70 years ago, and many of his projections, wild and inaccurate as they probably seemed at the time, have already come true. So if you have any interest in technology, science, society, and how we interact with one another, how we maintain our identity, how technology affects our world, the values and the moral considerations and all of this, I think you'd really, really like Brave New World. Now remember, it's satirical in nature. Some people have read Brave New World and they're like, ah, that sounds terrible. I can't believe we want it to be like that. It's a joke. It's like Walker Percy's book. What's that thing called? I got to look at it. Lost in the Cosmos, another great book. So I'm reading Aldous Huxley right now. I'll let you know how it is. I'm only up to page 189. I've been slowly ingesting it like a thick cake. So that's what I'm reading. Here's what I'm thinking. The iPhone 6 Plus bends. Of course it does. It's made of nothing. It barely exists. I've seen thicker sheets of paper. Of course the iPhone 6 Plus bends. Here's what I've been thinking, though. I think that it fits into a larger panorama of what I see happening in our world of technology. We don't want our technology to last. We do not want our electronics, our physical electronics, to be durable anymore. We want them to be as cheap as possible, and to only last maybe a year, 18 months, 2 years, that's all we need. That's significantly different from the world that I was in as a kid, where, you know, you'd buy a fridge or you'd buy a TV, and you were thinking, this is a 20-year investment, that's why we're spending so much, but it's worth it. It's the opposite when it comes to computer technology, because I'm recording into a vintage PowerBook G4 that I bought from Salvation Army for $20. I'm not even kidding. This thing cannot be updated, yet it still runs. It's still doing a job right now. I can't use it to surf the internet. I can use it to capture audio, but not surf the web. So I can't believe I just referred to it as surfing the web. Is it 1998? Anyway, we don't want our technology to last. We want it to wear out because the software will be too much for the existing hardware. So think about this. No wonder we're spending $200 on Chromebooks, because we only need this thing to last for maybe 2 years, maybe a year and a half, and 2 years from now, the technology will be so far advanced when we have 4K monitors on our computers, we will laugh at the Chromebook that's being used to prop up our uneven leg in the kitchen table. So I've been thinking about that. Like, what does that mean? What does that mean for the environment? What does it mean for our momentum of consumption as a first world country? What does this do to our sense of owning things? Like, does this make us more appreciative of antiques or less? And I say this as a guy with a Macintosh 128K in my office. It doesn't work, but it's there, and it will always be there, a la Back to the Future Part 2. So that's what I'm thinking. Here's what I'm enjoying. This morning I got up, walked the boys to school. We have two kids in the same elementary school, and so I walk them halfway, get them across the busy street, and then they go the rest of the way. And I love this memory, and I want to remember this forever. The sun is out. There's a train blaring in the distance. It's a cool, crisp autumn morning. And there's Malachi riding his little bike and Zach running next to him. Both of their feet just like this, their backpacks kind of moving back and forth counter to their motion as they're running and biking. And they make it all the way to the bike rack. And then Malachi spends about 3 minutes trying to figure out how to get his bike to lock into the bike rack. And then they run the rest of the way to the front door. I'm holding a coffee mug in my hand. It's an X-Men mug that they gave to me for Father's Day a few years back. And I'm enjoying every second of my kids loving life, running to school, and my pride for them is just overwhelming. I love them so much. So I really enjoyed that this morning. It was a great, great way to start the morning. Hope you're having a great day, and we'll see you later.